Tom Lamont joins us here. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. My pleasure to be here.
Well, Tom, you cover a number of different things here, but, you know, therapy is one of the big things that you do. You cover three different kinds of it: speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy as well. And, well, I think the last time that you were on our airwaves, you were able to cover a couple of those, but didn't get a chance to dive too deep into speech therapy. So let's begin with that. What kinds of services do you guys provide when it comes to speech therapy?
Absolutely. We provide both outpatient and inpatient speech therapy services. As you can imagine, patients in the hospital, they come in, they might have speech and swallowing difficulties that are assessed, and then we come up with interventions to basically enhance the patient's ability to function the way they'd like to. But sometimes we even will have a specialized test called a modified barium swallow test that patients will have to undergo in order to come up with the appropriate diet for that patient. And our speech therapists also provide voice therapy treatments on an outpatient basis, specifically at the UH Sheffield Health Center. We have two spectacular speech therapists who do this on a regular basis. And then once again, also working with different patients on speech swallowing difficulties in general. We also have a pediatric speech therapy line at our Center Ridge facility in North Ridgeville, where we take care of kids who are going through all different kinds of speech difficulties. As you can imagine, some of those patients are with us for quite a long time. But it's really the true wonderful thing about speech therapy, similar to the other therapies out there, is you see the progress that the patients make over time and how the interventions that those therapists are able to come up with to have such a positive impact on those lives.
And certainly it's got to be rewarding to see that and watch that progression as well.
Absolutely. It's a real joy.
Well, you also dive into both physical and occupational therapy. What kinds of services do you have as far as physical therapy is concerned?
Sure. Physical therapy, once again, it's pretty diverse. We have both inpatient and outpatient service lines. Physical therapy is at all of our outpatient sites. We have four outpatient sites, and then, of course, the inpatient service line in the hospital. Once again, you're dealing with patients who come in who now are having trouble getting out of bed for some kind of maybe a medical illness or chronic disease. Sometimes patients are coming in for elective surgeries like total knee and total hip replacement surgeries, and you just want to get them back to doing what they're doing on or what they were doing on a regular basis before having those physical problems. And once again, that's a pretty quick turnaround for some of those patients in the hospital, so they're not there very long. They used to be there a couple years ago. They used to be there for many days on end. Now we're seeing patients the same day as surgery for their physical therapy evaluation, and sometimes they'll be actually discharged the next day, which is pretty remarkable. But then, of course, they need outpatient physical therapy after that. So not only will we see those types of total joint replacement patients on the outpatient side in the clinic, but we see athletes who need specialized care, obviously, to get back to performing at a high level with their sport. And at that for that type of service line, we have our T3 Performance Clinic in Avon, which is just a fantastic sports-oriented facility where we're treating amateur, collegiate, professional, and once again, high school athletes on a regular basis. We have therapists out there who have orthopedic and sports-certified specialties, so they've gone way above and beyond the average therapist to achieve those kind of specialized services to offer our patients. As you can imagine, some of our patients will come from great distances to see those types of specialized therapists, so it's a real privilege to have therapists like that at that site. But then, of course, you're dealing with the other types of patients who have other deficits, whether they have balance difficulties, but they have rotator cuff surgery, or maybe just a shoulder strain, sprain, you know, your run-of-the-mill injuries. It's in high demand. Most people in the country have been exposed to physical therapy in one way, shape, or form.
And, of course, that T3 facility is impossible to miss, because you just can't miss that gigantic facility. When you're driving by on 90, it's right there for everybody to see. It's gigantic.
Yep.
Well, also occupational therapy. You guys are very deep into that as well.
Absolutely. And once again, we have inpatient and outpatient service lines. It's a little different, though, with occupational therapy, because on the inpatient side of things, they're dealing with what we call ADLs, or activities of daily living. These are different things that we are working with patients on: bathing, toileting, dressing, things that a lot of us take for granted on a regular basis. But a lot of these patients in the hospital, it's a struggle. So you're working with them to achieve those ADLs on, you know, once again, a more proficient basis. But now it's totally different when you go to the outpatient service line, because these now are the upper extremity or upper arm specialists of the world, specifically hand specialists. Occupational therapy has a certified hand therapy designation that our special or certain therapists can achieve if they go for extra training. We are very fortunate to have three certified hand therapists on staff within UH O'Leary Medical Center, specifically at our Sheffield Health Center site. They're fantastic. We have a hand surgeon out there at the Center for Orthopedics who's doing a really, really great job along with his colleagues. Doing a lot of wonderful, wonderful work with these patients and then setting them on up to the hand therapist for further therapy before they're fully rehabilitated.
Well, one more point we want to hit on with you here. Patient-centered care. And you mentioned that's kind of a buzzword
these days.
Elaborate on that.
Sure.
And why that service is something you guys are so proud of.
Absolutely. Well, and this is such a pleasure, once again, to work with patients on, because you know, in the past, therapists would just work on the deficits that patients might have and say, oh, well, their range of motion is restricted or they're pretty weak. Well, we're just going to get them stronger and we're going to stretch them out to get their range of motion better. Well, it's so important to customize your plan of care to what the patient wants. So, you know, whether it be an athlete wants to get back on the playing field, or someone in the community wants to get back to gardening on a regular basis, or even a father who wants to walk down the aisle with his daughter on her wedding day. You know, these are really important events and activities in people's lives. So it's important to understand what's meaningful to them, what they're struggling with, and make sure that the treatment sessions are catered toward getting those patients back to doing what they want and love to do.
Great stuff. Well, here today, of course, you're doing a lot of that. You're kind of offering some of that to the WEOL, Chronicle Telegram employees. And a lot of what you're doing here today is explaining physical therapy, balance and grip, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And what's so nice about working with different people in the community at these types of events is you're able to assess them and, once again, figure out, you know, is there something that they could be working on a little bit more to do things a little bit safer? So many people underestimate the need for grip strength, and specifically when they're opening up jars at home, which all of us do to some degree, you really have to be careful on straining when you're doing that. We call these grippers that you can get, and we're giving them away here at this fair today. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can hurt yourself by straining trying to open up a jar, and I think all of us have done that to some degree. Most of us don't injure ourselves doing it, but even people in their 30s, 40s, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can hurt yourself by straining too much with this. So everyone needs to take the proper precautions with just everyday activities at home to make sure that they do these things safely, because who wants to hurt themselves in the kitchen?
Yeah, nobody wants to do something dangerous trying to pop the pickle jar, right?
That's exactly right. It sounds simple, but it's something that most of us overlook if you don't take the time and do it safely.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by the booth. And
my pleasure.
You and I get to do this all over again next week, my friend. Good stuff.
I look forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Tom, thank you again for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime.